Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up on the program, we will drink a toast of the weekend at 5:08. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
No, it's Bad Choice Friday.
Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And today at 02, Thanksgiving side dishes on a Bad Choice Friday with the one and only D.D. Sharp.
Mashed potato, here with me now.
Mashed potato time. D.D. Sharp taking on the Hungry Food Band on a Bad Choice Friday.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
Green bean.
Cha.
60 seconds green, of green beans.
Green, yeah. Green, a beans. Green, green, a green.
Vote now. Beans. If you follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live will be the Hungry Food Band in the Epic 2 known as Green Beans, or Mashed Potato Time from D.D. Sharp. Ted, any idea how the voting is going? Is Green Beans really kicking its ass?
Okay. Yeah, it's not even close.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You mean, called it, man.
Number okay. One, Green Beans was probably going to win either way, but that mashed potato song, man, hey, there's just not a lot going on there.
Okay.
All right. Not like this banger.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, I think so you got to get a little more pep in the step.
All right.
You want to take on a green bean.
I mean, you know, they seem peppy.
You know what's amazing? When you Google the Hungry Food Band, either on the, you search for it in the YouTube search area or you do it on Google, it says Hungry Food Band, and I'm almost positive because of you, no one's ever heard of this band.
Right.
The first thing that pops up is green beans.
I can believe that.
So when you type in Hungry Food Band, it's then green beans pops.
That's just it. That's it.
I mean, as far as his views and everything else, this guy's put out thousands of songs.
He really has.
Believe it or not. This, by far, is his stairway to heaven as far
okay.
as views and...
I mean, have we listened to Garlic Bread song or...
We have not.
The spaghetti song?
I haven't done his deep cuts, man.
Well, he's got a whole album based on food. I know that for a fact. At least one, maybe two. So Hungry Food Band and D.D. Sharp. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. All right, our question.
Wait, it is called The Delicious Songs About Yummy Food.
Mm-hmm.
It's the name of the album.
It's right there.
What is the most memorable story Ooh. You have involving sleep? 206-803.
I never really got deep into it, man. I mean, there's hot fudge. Pizza for breakfast.
God.
I love pepper. The spork song.
The spork song.
All right. Yep.
A note to the spork.
The spatula song. Pickles are hard to cucumbers. Whatever the rest of that says. There's a lot of hits in here.
We're going to have to go through this catalog, man. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some more gems.
Man, maybe next week we'll play meatball subs.
Yeah, there you go. Why not? we got a couple of texts here with today's question, and these two crack me up. It says, my wife used to wake up to me sitting at the end of our bed asleep, pulling levers like I was running a piece of equipment in my sleep.
He's got to be a construction worker,
I was
going to
say,
right?
Do you run equipment for a living?
I think that's where we find out whether or not it's weird. If you're like, no, man, I'm a professional guitar player. Then that's really, really strange. Hmm. And then there's this one. It says, when my daughter was around 2 or 3, she was sleeping in bed with me and my mom, and I farted. And it smelled so bad, she started crying, and that's what woke us all up. Damn, so farted in your sleep and made a child cry. Come on now. Hello, Johan. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo.
Hola. Hola.
Hey. Quick shout out to my brother. My brother Jan, he just deserves all the love that he can get right now, and he's kind of a model for me. I know he knows it, but he needs some love.
That's nice. Positive.
All right, so mine's pretty simple. It's not all that exciting, but it's just very significant to me. One day I was, I don't know, about 10, and I woke up on the couch, all bundled up, wrapped up in blankets, head in a pillow, extremely cozy. My bedroom was on the second floor.
All right.
I don't know how I got there. I just remember my mother waking up, walking to the living room, coming on back and going, what are you doing here? I don't know.
Do you think you sleptwalked down there?
Yep.
I can't imagine what else would have happened. And it just impresses me that I got down the stairs, wrapped up in blankets. I was so cozy, I didn't get up.
Hey, man, I woke up one night in the middle of the yard. With my underwear on and a t-shirt that I went to bed in, yeah. And I was sitting cross-legged in the middle of the front of my yard, and it started to rain, and I was like, what in the hell am I doing? But it all
so
seemed,
the rain did wake you up.
It all seemed logical. I was out there for some reason. I don't know why I was out there, but it did not seem unusual. I'm just like, okay, I think I was coming out here to do something. Why am I out here? And really, I wasn't. I was just dreaming.
Sleepwalkers, man. The only person I've ever had to deal with who's a sleepwalker is my one uncle. And he would visit us every once in a while. And we didn't know that he was a sleepwalker. But when he stayed with us, he stayed in my brother's bedroom. And my brother stayed in my room with me because I had bunk beds. Whatever. And like 2:30 in the morning, there's this massive crash in my brother's bedroom. And when we opened the door, you know, back in the 70s, man, if you had records, you had a big-ass stereo system and the speakers and all this kind of thing. So he had a big shelf that had his records and all that stuff. All that's on the floor. Stereo's broken. Speakers are all messed up and everything. And my uncle's standing there in his underwear, and he's kind of coming to. My father comes flying down the stairs, and we're like, what the F is going on? So he was having a dream that someone was attacking someone. But anyway, he believed that he was, like, choking out the attacker. And what he was doing, basically, he had wrapped his hands around the shelf. And when in his dream he threw the attacker to the ground, that was my brother's stereo and shelf.
Did that break your brother's stereo?
Oh, yeah. And my brother was pissed. And you couldn't really show that you were angry. It wasn't intentional. But he's explaining
this. Still, you're pissed because your stereo's broke.
Yeah, and he's like 17 at this point. And I'm about 12. And I'm like, wait,
that's your lifeline.
And he kind of explained. He said, look, you know, I sleepwalk. And we're like, we didn't know that. And I could tell my father was like, hey, how about a heads up next time, bro? We'll put you in a different room.
Yeah, what if he had choked one of you guys?
Right, that's what I mean. So sleepwalkers,
probably has.
You know, when they have a dream about something, like they're actively doing it, they just happen to be asleep. That's what's so weird about that.
What is the most memorable story that you have involving sleep? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Julius. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Wait a minute. Is this Smokey McReefer, Julius?
Yes, it is.
I knew it.
Oh.
I knew it. Smokey McReefer, Julius.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Orange, you glad you called?
At your cervix, ladies.
Yes.
back a long time ago, I was a little bit younger. I had an FTA for driving while, my license was suspended. Small little thing, not to really worry about. But that's not what the story is mainly about. I was sleeping through a police extraction that was happening in my own apartment, and it's because of my brother. Now, for a little context on him, he one time tried to play off like he was paralyzed, had us all come into the hospital, we're helping him with small stuff, and then after that, the doctor comes in, and he's like, yo, you're not paralyzed. They go back and forth for a while, and then he finally gets fed up with it, says, F you guys. Stands up, I'm going to a different hospital, and walks right out.
Is he insane? Is he petty? Or is he just weird?
I'm going to say a good combination of all three.
All right.
Well,
how old was he?
You're still alive.
How old was he when he tried to pass off being paralyzed?
Oh, he was old enough to know that this might not work.
Okay.
So who was he trying to scam ultimately?
I'm not really sure. I mean, like, that's his M.O. Like, if you've ever heard of a show on TLC, he's done it. He's a man of many characters.
Okay. That's a good way to describe him.
Right. So that explains why the police are searching your place.
Right. He gets into it with my other brother, who he has a very short fuse for Mark when he's on his little rants or whatever. And apparently there was an argument. I wasn't really sure. When I woke up, I heard them, you know, still like the aftermath of everything. And apparently that my brother he got mad and he was like, oh, this guy, he has a gun. I don't know what to do. So he swatted him, basically. He had him swatted. He comes, the police come, they get everybody out of the house. My door is locked. I'm dead asleep. And they're like, Julius, just come on out, man. Please, just come on out. We don't care about your warrants. We don't care about any of that stuff. And they think that I'm hiding somewhere else at this point. So now they're on the bullhorn, and the whole apartments know now that I have a warrant for FTA and all this other stuff, while everyone else is hemmed up in handcuffs because they're not sure who the hell is who, and they're trying to figure it all out. And my dog is tied up to a tree this whole time.
What, outside?
Yeah, outside.
Did they take your dog out there?
They took every living thing out of that house. They were just trying to find out what the hell my brother was talking about, and he just makes it up as he goes like a crazy Don Rickles, and he just can't get it together. And
should your brother be on medication of some type? Is he bipolar or something, do you believe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But he grew up in the 70s, so they weren't checking for any of that.
No, I get it.
What was your failure to appear for?
Driving on a suspended license. You know what's crazy? I was a truck driver for Sears. For 10 years, I didn't have a license.
I'm pretty sure they just shut down the last Sears location, I want to say, in Washington State, like this week.
Yeah, they did. I saw a friend of mine. Shout out, George. She was a little sore about it.
How'd you get a job being a truck driver without a license?
See, I'm going to tell you right now, all of those guys, you see all of those Lowe's trucks, all of those XPO trucks, HD Supply, maybe not HD Supply, but everyone else out there you pretty much see is doing local delivery are completely under the radar. It's usually a contractor who's like, I'll just hire a bunch of people, pay them under the table. I don't got to pay taxes. And it works out for everybody. And if you think I'm joking, most of the, if you just look in the cab, you'll see a little tall boy in there. And I'm probably like 90% of the
stuff. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Really?
That's quite the claim. That is crazy. You know, but is it any different than, I mean, you think about like Amazon, right? You get Amazon deliveries. Every once in a while, it's in an Amazon truck. But I'd say 9 out of 10 Amazon deliveries I get.
Private car.
Yeah, it's somebody's car. They agreed to work for Amazon. They drop off a box and they take off. I know nothing about this person. It might be a stolen car, suspended license.
Oh, trust me. They pull into my driveway all the time and I can't get in.
Right.
And they're just parked there to go next door or deliver whatever they got.
I mean, I hear you, but he was like, I drove for Sears for 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that hard to do, to figure out if somebody has a license.
Jesus, man. This is honest God truth.
But, you know, back in the day, just without having the internet, so you get your license suspended, right? Now, if I'm driving for Sears, I'm not going to tell them that unless they ask, right? So... And they wouldn't think to do it. And it wasn't a simple search. You physically had to either make a phone call or go down to whatever office. So if they don't know, they'd have no reason to suspect it. I bet you that's how they ended up doing it for 10 years.
This is why I used to go into a Sears. My mom gave me one of her old vacuum cleaners when I moved out. It was a nice, sturdy Sears vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good one. Heavy duty kind of thing. I was appreciative. Last thing I wanted to do was go out and spend my money on a vacuum cleaner.
That is true.
I had that thing for about 10 more years. But it was a Sears vacuum, and you could only buy the bags at Sears. And it used to piss me off so much because, you know, no Amazon, no delivery, whatever. I had to walk all the way, and Sears had everything back in the day. I had to walk all the way back into the corner of this place just to pick up vacuum bags like once a year. And I was in there once a year. It was just the stupidest thing in the world.
Do any vacuums still use bags? My father made a big, big deal about vacuum bags, man. Like he was so specific about how you vacuumed, and I can't remember what I did. But it was all about the vacuum bag. And I just remember he was livid. And as like a 6-year-old kid, I'm just like, look, man, I don't get what this is all about. I don't know why the vacuum bags have you so frustrated. Oh, that's what it was. I had not emptied the vacuum bag. It's kind of like.
Well, see, I just threw them away. I didn't really empty
them. Well, yeah, same thing, right? Like, I didn't throw it away. But he'd asked me to, like, vacuum my room or something. And I guess it was already full. And he thought that me, at my 6 years of age, that I would do a quick diagnostic of the vacuum to determine whether or not it was ready to run. Well, but to his credit. After that, I did. So it's 6 years. Mm-hmm. Every time I vacuumed, I'm like, let me check the vacuum bag. All right.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so this story, I got pretty wasted early in the day. And started out, we went to brunch, spent who knows how much money. Then we went to the old Red Hook Brewery, spent who knows how much money. And then I went home and asked out.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Then woke up to, I don't know how many ex-girlfriends that this was, but she woke me up and she was like, hey, there's a couple girls out here. One of them was a KZOK rock girl. I'm not going to name her name.
We don't care. We're KISW.
Yeah.
Throwing her to the bus.
I didn't even know they had rock girls.
Yeah, me neither. They're all 60.
We got a double shot of look at these Doobie Brothers.
I'm not going to name her name because, you know, I still follow her on Facebook and stuff. She's married, has a kid now and stuff. But, you know, so wake up to my girlfriend at that time saying, hey, got a couple of girls that want to just have fun. So I wake up and I'm like, okay, yeah, let's have fun. And they brought me some extracurricular activities, aka booger sugar. And that's how our night started, and it was an amazing night.
Sounds like you started early today too. Did you go to brunch?
No, I didn't. I worked all day.
Okay.
All right. That's just exhausting.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she play Slow Ride when they had sex?
Working to drinking. It's block party weekend, brother. Take off them pants.
Oh, no. Slow Ride.
See, both of us were double shots.
I love when people use code and then say what it is.
It's
Yeah, like, we got you.
Extracurricular. A.K.A. Bugger Sugar. A.K.A. Cocaine.
Right, like, well, yeah we know.
Not going to say her name. I just want you to know for at least the next 2.5 minutes.
It's both,
like,
of them offered me
don't
up.
Say her name.
She's married, has a kid now. She was redhead and had a tattoo of a dragon on her left shoulder. But I don't want anyone to know
in a four-leaf clover if you've been there.
I don't want to besmirch her image. But either way, they put me on a 40-minute free ride.
I was telling a story today. I was getting my beard trimmed, right?
All right.
And I'm BSing with the guy. And I said, yeah, I used to have a woman that I would go to, like, at least once every 2 weeks, if not every week. Right? Like, Friday after work. That's what I do. I go see her. And she was, you know, she was good. She was from Vietnam.
Okay.
But after a while, me and my one buddy, he would always sit in there on Friday nights. And she would just use the worst codes ever.
Oh, like trying to have a conversation with him.
Bro, or trying to, like, talk about stuff and then be like, you know, sometimes I'm part of these people and we enjoy white rice. I'm like,
come on.
Like, Jesus Christ. And finally, I think I was just like, me and that guy go to Burning Man. I don't care. Like, I brought you a bottle of red wine. I'm your last client. Like, you could just say, like, I fathom what you're talking about.
Well, there was a guy, I knew that he sold weed. He was one of our employees. This is in the kitchen days, but somebody calls for him. They say, hey, is Bill there? So, man, he's not scheduled to be here until like 2. He's like, hey, okay, well, tell you what, man. My name's Kevin. Hey, when Bill gets in, can you let him know that our buddy Kermit, his flight was delayed, but I'm going to pick him up at the airport around 4. I said, do you want me to just let him know that you have weed for him? He's like, yeah, man, thanks. I appreciate it.
Your friend Kermit.
Yeah, he was like, our friend. But even the way he said, Kermit, his flight's delayed. I'm like, dude, just say weed, man. Good.
Green flight is delayed.
Because he's flying real high, you know?
I wonder if KZOK really did ever have rock girls.
I think he screwed that up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What were you going to say, Mike?
I had a family member that at a reunion would come over to us and say, anybody want to go outside for a safety meeting?
Yeah, the safety meeting.
Right, if you announce it, it's like, all right, everybody knows. Hell, I'm guilty about it. Years ago, one of our other coworkers, he loved NASCAR.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll go with you and the current wife of the time and watch NASCAR with you. Weed wasn't legal. Somebody in the family is a cop. Oh. And I walk in with a Crown Royal bag, and he's like, "Is that your weed, Ted?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "Come on."
Yeah, exactly. Crown Royal bag.
Why else do you have it, Ted?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's the first thing. I just bought a bottle of Crown Royal. I threw the bag away first thing.
What?
That, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I still
that way I wouldn't put anything in there. It's basically saying, steal this bag.
Because there's something
if someone
really
breaks
like
into my house and they see a Crown Royal bag that's empty with stuff in it.
That's drugs or money.
Or jewelry. I mean, whatever. Right. You know, I mean,
or thrills, right. Or money.
Nobody puts like their used, you know, tissues in there. It's,
my dad put Allen wrenches in there.
Did he?
Yeah, from like IKEA and crap like that. He was
throwing all I'd break back into your house and put the bag back.
Who does this?
With an angry note.
Who in the hell?
You know what? If I open that bag, it's Allen wrenches. I'm breaking a piece of furniture.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
At 4:35, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Right after emails on our question, what is the most memorable story that you have involving sleep? 206-803 Rock.
I might say that.
You have to.
Yeah, well, all right, yeah. So I'm going to go to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tomorrow.
Right.
And we've done some work with some charities. They're very charitable people, so I'm going to get a giant check on stage for us.
Oh, nice.
So me and Thurl were just joking. Miles, after I accept the check, I go, I do declare.
This is awful generous of you. I do declare. I think you got to do it, man. You're going to have a crowd of people.
But I think, I don't know that the bulk of people there will know who
King
the hell
Arena.
I am.
The bulk of people there will not know who you are, but you will find out the people that do know who you are.
How are you doing this afternoon? I do declare.
Come on, man. Come on.
My name is D. Ted Smith from the Men's Room. I do declare.
I can't talk like that the whole time. They're going to be like, what is this guy doing?
You might get more gigs doing charitable stuff. Like, look, I don't know what it is. People love you.
You ever seen a Siberian tiger? This is a Trans-Siberian tiger.
I do declare.
Look for that yellow can if you're paying out there. That is all beer. It is on sale. I do declare.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206-803 Rock.
They're going to throw me out.
Hello, Magdalena. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, hello.
Hola.
Well, I have a two-part story. I have fallen asleep at the wheel a couple years back. Luckily, I woke up in the middle of a field and was able to drive out of it.
You were. Now, wait, did you wake up in the field or did you wake up as you were going into the field?
Oh, in the field.
Oh, dang. Yeah,
so the car had already stopped.
Oh, no, I was still driving. I was still driving when I woke up. I drove out of the field.
Did you plow through a fence or anything? No ditch, nothing? You just kind of cruised into
Kind of went over a ditch. I had a bit of a lift on my Cherokee, so it kind of cleared the ditch and just drove straight through the field. And I came to because of all the bumps and able to just drive out of it. Car was okay. I was okay. So lucked out on that.
Yeah.
But my husband had a more of an interesting story. He was driving with his buddy, and he went off the road and into the river.
Oh,
and
wow.
He got knocked unconscious. And when he came to, he was underwater, couldn't get his seatbelt off, but his buddy was completely dry on the bank.
Oh, no. So his buddy didn't even try to help him?
Nope.
What? Are they still friends?
Not friends anymore.
I was going to say, man.
Did that end the friendship?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely fair.
And his car was totaled, and he made it out, luckily. But, yeah, car didn't, and friendship did not last after
No, not at all. Even if you were a stranger, and you're in a ride share. It doesn't matter.
Anything.
If you're riding in the car with somebody and that situation happens, your first instinct is, what can I do to help immediately?
Well, apparently you had two instincts, because the second instinct said, stay dry. I
mean, obviously, take care of yourself to the point where you can help others, but once you get to that point, that's messed up.
How long did your husband say he was stuck under there trying to get a seatbelt off?
Well, probably at least a good few minutes, because when they hit the river, they were dry. And when he came to, the water was right up to his neck.
My Jesus God, man.
Christ, man.
See, I would have peed.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's yeah.
I mean, I would have. Oh, this water. Yes.
I like putting your hand in the warm water.
Yeah, totally.
We did all this just to get Miles to pee himself.
What do you do when you get into a hot tub?
Hey, by the way, Ted, just so you know, some people have texted in about you doing the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Czech presentation.
All right.
And adding, I do declare. One person says, I'm going. Please say that. Someone else, I will be there, Ted. I dare you to do it. You're getting a lot of support from people that want you. Just look, the charity, it's a good thing. No matter what, you can't ruin the night. They're there to see a great band, a fantastic performance. It's a charity thing. Just throwing in, I do declare.
Climate Pledge Arena. Saving the planet.
Come on, man.
I do declare.
Another one. I'm going to Trans-Siberian Orchestra as well. Ted must say, I do declare.
Well, it's weird, because usually you do stage announcements, right? Like, you talk to the manager or whatever, you show it the day of, and they're just like, all right, keep it to around 60 seconds.
Right.
And you're like, cool. Go out there, and I've done it hundreds of times. This one's a little more rigid.
Larger audience, too.
Yeah, and it's a little more rigid, so it's like, they introduce me, I don't know, man. I feel weird just coming out with it.
Hello!
I do declare!
Look at the good you people did, I do declare.
Right!
Where's the money going?
People have already donated the money.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I just, you know, coats for kids, kicks for kids, too.
Oh, awesome.
So, I mean, the money's already there. Just like, oh, look at me. And then I think they match it or something.
So,
like,
maybe what you do, right? So, when you do the I do declare, you actually get cheers for this. So, you point out the fact that, hey, thanks to your charitable donations, this is the money we're presenting. Here's the big check. Because, obviously, it's for people like you, you know, that have charitable hearts. I do declare. Yeah.
$10,000, I do declare. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
And then the crowd will go wild.
I do declare. I do declare.
I do declare.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206-803-RUN.
If you don't say it, you will hear somebody in the back of the crowd, I do declare.
That's true.
<I know>. Sir, please exit to the lobby.
Exactly. I mean, the worst thing that happens is they don't ask you back. But I think if you do it... I've been there many times. It's okay. You get over it. But I'm telling you, if you do it in the right place, you will get a raucous response.
Yeah.
Because you're awesome people. I do declare. Yeah. That sounds more official. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story happened when I was in the seventh grade.
All right.
Give me a second here and I'll be a little more situated.
All right.
So, I went to bed not feeling good, woke up, realized I was late for school, went back to sleep. Woke up again, it was 9 o'clock, I figured I should go tell my mother I missed school, or missed the bus. So I walk into the back room and I catch her sitting around with a group of her friends, rolling a pipe, hitting it from the bottom with a torch.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
So she didn't care that you missed the bus after that, I bet.
No, I later found out that was 9 p.m., so she didn't even know I was home all day.
So you basically slept for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. I went back to sleep, too. And then she came in to wake me up at 1 in the morning with her boyfriend at the time, insisting that she was smoking pot. And then wide awake, full of energy, decided to drag my butt to Walmart when I'm still not feeling good. And to top it all off, she was having a very inappropriate conversation with her boyfriend, who was trying to get her to do extracurricular activities in the car with me in the backseat.
Jesus!
Oh, my God. That's a little weird. Do you still have a relationship with your mother?
strained. I talked to her. It sounds bad, but I just try to keep her professional.
No, I understand. I mean, like anything else, you got to.
It's not a great start.
Manage your relationships the best you can.
I can't imagine dating a chick with a kid. The kid's in the back of the car. I'm like, hey,
oh, this is the time.
Hook me up with a mouth hug. Like, he's still away. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Tell him to look out the window. Like, that's just. I don't even know
when
if I can have an erection.
Children cry, little child, dry your crying eyes.
Why your mom gives me a mouth hug.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver. Give him an iPad. That's right.
By the way, Ted, another text came in. It says, I'll be in the third row. I will scream if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Pressure's on, man.
Uh-oh. You got to figure out how to work it in.
I know.
I know.
Merry Christmas, I do declare.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206-803.
Look, I think I can work in and I do declare.
Well, you can do it in the right voice.
Right, but I can't sit there the whole time and be like, well, hello.
Yes, you can.
I'm Ted Smith.
Yes, you can.
From the men's room on cast. Like, no.
Yes, you can.
Slipping in and I do declare is fine. But, like, just doing the whole voice the whole time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, see here. For those of you that do not know or have my acquaintance, I will take this opportunity to represent myself as the Ted Smith.
This profound.
From the men's room, I do declare.
I'm a small town pizza lawyer.
And on this evening, I will be presenting a check of astronomical size to match the deep pockets and the charitable donations of you out there, I do declare. And in only moments, for your audio entertainment, for being Augusta of Trans-Siberian descent, I do declare.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206-803-RUN.
You know, they're actually from Florida.
And maybe just I don't normally talk Florida. Like this, but I'm currently having a stroke. Then it'll be sympathetic.
Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
They're from Florida.
Oh, it's from Florida.
Now, I'm that check over here, boy.
That kind of takes the sheen off of their...
It really does. We're the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Fort Lauderdale. It's just like, okay.
Bruh.
Right, okay.
Trans-Siberian.
Why do all of the reindeer are puka shell necklaces?
Yeah, he's from Clearwater.
Wearing board shorts and bowling shirts. Right,
come on.
They all know Bert Kreischer.
Right.
No, man, I was in his second year at Florida State.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Violinist was a Hooters girl.
Hola. This story is brought to you by the man that brought you the story about his Uncle Ernie, Dirty Earn.
Oh, yeah, I remember Dirty Earn.
All right, so I came home late one night and went to bed, and according to my father... I must have been sleepwalking. I walked into his bedroom, walked right up to the edge of the bed, right where his head was, dropped my boxers, and took a piss.
All right. I've done it.
Right on him.
I've done it. I'm not on somebody. I've done it on the corner of my bed.
I've done it on an ex-girlfriend. I woke up to her screaming, that's what the F are you doing?
My wife did the same thing. And why are you peeing on the corner of the bed? I'm not.
I think the worst one, I peed in my own laundry basket 3 nights in a row, and I thought, when we first moved here, and I thought that there was a leak in the closet, and I could not figure out what was leaking, right? And I kept looking around, there's nothing, and then on the third night, I kind of woke up mid-pee going, God, man.
Mike, it should be noted, Ted and I had smaller bedrooms in the front of the apartment. Uh-huh. We gave Steve the master suite in the back that not only... had its own bathroom the room, but also closet space, which we did not have, and he still did not use the bathroom that was located in his bedroom.
No, I used the laundry basket.
Yeah.
That was located in my closet.
You had a big-ass soaker tub in there, too, didn't you?
Yeah. I think I used it once when my now wife, then girlfriend, flew into town. She's like, have you used this? I'm like, no, I haven't had any money. I don't take a bath. And she's like, I think we should take a bath. I'm like, oh, okay.
That thing was the size of a hot tub.
That thing was huge, yeah.
Was it a jacuzzi jetted tub?
I don't think it had a jacuzzi jetted. And also, in addition to peeing in the middle of the night, I recall when I moved to Belltown, I get up, middle of the night, sit down on the toilet. I just want to poop. And then here's my wife screaming, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm taking an S. Why do you care? She said, you're sitting in the chair in the bedroom. I'm like, okay, good
Thank
call.
You.
My
you.
Bad. My bad.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it's funny, when I heard your guys' question, the missus actually chimed in and reminded me of this story. We just left a birthing center, and you know, we just got married this year, but we started dating 9 years ago. So if we go back in time to 2015, this was, it had to have been like the first couple of months we were dating. We're laying in bed, and I tend to sleep talk a little bit sometimes. And so she woke up to me saying two words, and those two words were hot guys. And she immediately said, like, what did you say? And like, I woke up as I was saying it. Like, I know what I said. And the reason I said that is I had a dream, you know, I'm a construction business, and I figured it would be cool to do like a fireman's kind of calendar with, you know, the people who have helped me in business, employees and friends and stuff like that. But we didn't have enough hot guys for the calendar, you know. A lot of my friends are like overweight, you know, and unsightly, you know.
Well, they unsightly. Brother, in all fairness aside, I don't know anybody who's got 12 hot guy friends. You might have 12 friends. They're not calendar.
But he even described them as unsightly.
I mean, damn.
Miles, I only need 11 because, I mean, I'm a pretty handsome looking
right.
dude.
Okay, fair enough. So that was on your mind, yeah, I guess.
And it was one of those most embarrassing things. Like, we just, you know, we're just starting to date each other. And she's like, what did you just say? You're dreaming about hot guys? Like, well, no, like. And I mean, luckily I think she, you know, was convinced of my excuse, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you're 9 years later, so now she is. But I'm telling you, for a week, she may have been nice to you, but in her head, like, I think he doesn't know he's gay.
1-800-HOT-GUYS.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because as soon as you posed the question, that's what she said, sitting next to me in the car. She said, hot guys. And I said, what? Like, I don't even think I heard your question yet, but she must have heard it.
So hot guys. Okay. Yeah, that's not one you want people to hear you say.
What is the most memorable story you have involving sleep? 206-803-ROCK.
Hot guys.
Hello, John. Yeah, it depends how you say it.
Hot guys.
Hola.
Hola.
Was about 5 or 6 years old, I believe, and I had just started sleepwalking, and I opened the door, front door, dropped my blanket, and went back to my room. But my mom woke up, and all she saw was the door open and the blanket on the floor. So she calls the cops thinking I got kidnapped.
Oh, Jesus.
Woke up to the police and their canine searching my room and alerting the police officer to me under my bed.
Oh, so the dog actually did find you?
Yeah, the dog found me. I was in my room. I didn't get kidnapped. I just opened the door, dropped my blanket at the door, and went back to my room.
And slid under the bed. Now, do you remember this?
I do not, but my mom always loves to bring that up at family get-togethers, yes, as a little joke on what I did to her.
Yeah, because you had cops in your bedroom with a police dog looking for you.
Yeah, that's the part I was wondering about. Do you freak out when you peek under your bed and there's a canine unit?
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you're doing, and obviously you're not carrying drugs or anything like that, but just the idea of, oh, man. Like, in my experience in Baltimore in particular, guys are running from the cops or whatever, and the cops might even threaten to shoot them. Guys keep running. If they said, we're going to let the dog loose.
Yes.
These people stopped in place.
One more for you. A 58-year-old man can consider himself lucky to be alive after being found by a fishing boat floating on a rainbow-colored swimming ring a few miles from the coast of Taiwan. This happened a few months back. A fishing boat was headed toward the town of New Taipei, spotted something strange in the water. It was a few miles offshore. So the boat approaches the object, and it became apparent it was a topless man on a colorful swim ring, the kind that kids use at the beach. In the clip that has gone viral, the crew can be seen throwing the man a life buoy and then pulling him into the boat before taking him back to port and calling emergency services. Although he was visibly weak and dehydrated, the 58-year-old man appeared in good health, which was a bit surprising considering he had been drifting in his colorful swim ring for 19 hours before being miraculously spotted by the fishing boat. He told his rescuers he'd found himself in a bizarre predicament after jumping into the waters with a swim ring to cool off on a hot day. He had a few drinks as well, and the sway of the sea allegedly caused him to fall into a deep sleep while relaxing. He does recall going into the water around 6 or 7 in the evening, only to wake up hours later in the open sea far from shore. He claims he tried shouting for help, but he was too far out of the sea for anyone to hear him. So he just drifted on his swim ring throughout the night and into the next day until he was spotted by a boat called the Wanli Princess. At around 1:30 in the afternoon, he was taken to a hospital where doctors conducted some tests and released him shortly after.
Hope he got a good night's sleep anyway.
My God. Coming up at 4:35, we have the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. And your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.